My Present by Red-Haired and Friendly. My birthday present lay on the picnic table. She was beautiful. Her skin was naturally tanned. There were no lines to indicate where a bikini would rest. She was pure and looked untouched. I knew she wasn't, though. Her master leaned against a tree, watching my master and I as I was led to her side. She looked at me and smiled. "Happy birthday," she whispered. The sound of her voice was music to my ears. "She's yours tonight," my master told me. My lower lip trembled. My gaze shifted from her to her keeper and then back to master. I fell to my knees and kissed his feet. He chuckled softly, touched the top of my head, and granted me permission to rise. "I have seen your desire for her building and have gained permission for her to be used. As you can see by the expression on her face, she wishes it too." I did see her face, and it looked as hungry for my tongue as I knew I was for her glistening mound. I felt the touch of my master on my shoulder and turned to gaze upon his loving face. "Before you dine, you must show Master Jeffrey your thanks. Nothing extreme, mind you, just a gesture of gratitude." I understood what my master meant, and so I slid back to the ground and crawled over to Master Jeffrey. He touched my head, and I sat up on my knees. I kept my gaze on his feet and whispered a soft, "Thank you, sir," to him. He touched my chin and lifted my face. The light of the day was drawing to a close, and I saw the shadows of the woods caress his features. He was a striking man, and the power he wielded I knew was just as forceful and loving as my own master's was. He smiled down and caressed my lips with his thumb. "You're welcome, little one. You may make her come, and you may use her as you desire. Your master and I will join you both when we are ready." I shook my head, lowered my gaze, and thanked him. He touched my shoulder, squeezed it, and told me to go to her. It was then when I rose and walked back to the picnic table. My master had moved away, taking a place next to his trusted friend. It was just the four of us. The park was on private property, and I knew that we would not be disturbed. Both men were there to guard and protect both her and I, and for that I was grateful. I disrobed, mentally chastising myself for not giving both masters a show. I told myself that it was okay to hurry. This was my birthday present, and both men had told me she was to do with as I please, so disrobing shouldn't have been that big of a concern. But it was. I had denied both men an erotic display of me removing my clothes. I promised that as I dined upon my present, they would enjoy the view of the lovely creature withering on the smooth planks of wood. I looked back and saw both men staring at me. My tongue darted out to moisten my lips. My skin grew more crimson as a blush rolled from my neck, up my face, and down across my breast. I turned back to her and ran my hand over her smooth skin. She jerked at the touch, but I knew from the look on her face it was not due to worry. It was hunger, the same look that was a mirror to mine. My hand moved up to cup her right breast as I bent down and pressed my lips to hers. I kissed her deeply, my first taste of another woman, a taste that I had imagined that since meeting her, but one that I had never truly vocalized. My master, though, he knew my wants, and again he had provided for me. Our tongues touched, and the wet muscle in my mouth felt so small and foreign. She couldn't touch me. Her hands were bound, as were her legs, so I controlled the kiss as much as I controlled her. I pulled away when she got too aggressive, and she was forced to calm herself before I would slide my tongue back into her mouth. I made love to her lips, teeth, and tongue. I found the dips and angles of her body with my hands as I feasted on her. The air around us was cool and it danced across our heated flesh. We both shivered and giggled into each other's mouths before I finally pulled away. I reached out and lovingly stroked her hair before kissing her neck and sucking on the pulse that beat beneath the fragile skin. My fingers slid over her nipples, first the right and then the left. My other hand was like the anchor of a ship. It kept a firm hold on the table and allowed me to not swoon from the headiness I was feeling as I took my time learning her body. She was exquisite, and my mouth explored where my fingers touched. I trailed kisses down her chest and took her right nipple between my lips. I pulled gently on it, and then with pressure when her back arched. I licked the tip, opened my mouth wider, and then engulfed the areola. The fullness of her tit in my mouth made my pussy tighten, and juices slipped from between my lips. I pushed one hand between my thighs and gathered the honey, then fed it to her. Obediently, she licked my fingers clean, and I whispered, "Good girl." I heard her moan in appreciation of my praise. The smile on my face was evident to what I knew she had enjoyed hearing. I lowered my mouth further down her frame, pausing at her belly button. I licked at the little diamond that adorned her smooth stomach. The tip of my tongue played with it while my nostrils flared at her scent. I moved then, climbing onto the table and positioning myself so I could lovingly take in the succulent beauty of her mound. My shaved pussy rested just inches from her mouth, and I could feel her breath upon my skin. I knew I was slick with desire, and she would have much to drink from me. The sound of another approaching made me stop my descent upon her pussy. I looked up and caught my master's gaze. "Would you like her to make you come?" he asked me. The whimper that escaped my lips did not seem to come from me, but I knew it had. I bit down on my tongue and shook my head as I swallowed another sound of desire. The groan was a lump in my throat, but as it retreated, I found my voice. "Yes, please, master," I said, and he nodded his head. He walked up to her, and I heard him command her to please me. She responded that she would, and then I felt her mouth caress my nether regions. The soft touch of a woman's mouth on my pussy was much like that of a pillow being pressed lovingly against my sex. Her lips were like satin, and her tongue separated my fold like a woman licking the cream from an Oreo. It was electrifying, and I had to remain still in order to better understand what my body was feeling. Unable to use her hands, she used her tongue, lips, and teeth to learn my shape and my taste. I felt her breath on my skin and shivered. I felt her teeth on my clit and began to shake. Her tongue lapped at my pussy and began to slowly circle the outer ring of my vagina. I was in heaven, and she was going to make me come and take me to a place that only we women can experience. A tear slipped down my cheek as I felt her chin press into me and heard her whisper how thankful she was to drink of my honey. I opened her then. My fingers spread her apart, and my mouth began to draw out the fluids of her arousal. Her fragrance was like summer. She was hot and salty. She was musky and wild. I wanted to bathe in her. Two fingers were thrust into her pussy, and I worked the side of her walls. I felt the rigid surfaces as well as the fleshy muscles. I curled my digits and stroked her with my knuckles. She was so wet and so hot. I dipped my face between her thighs and licked more heavily on her. I toyed with her clit and gently stroked it with my teeth. She gasped and moaned, so I became a bit more aggressive, pulling at it with a firm but not too firm of a bite. Her hips rose and she begged me to do it again. I answered her plea and took the tiny bud between my teeth and held it harder while rolling my tongue back and forth. I knew she would soon come, and she sensed that I would as well. We continued to eat away at each other, dining as if this bit of freedom we'd been given would be our last. As I felt her muscles tighten under me, I opened my mouth for her offering. I rewarded her with my own climax and flooded her beautiful face with my cum as she squirted into my mouth. It filled my mouth and coated my throat. I drank her up and begged her for more. She squirted me again. I laughed as it hit my face and neck. One of my hands moved up to caress the fluids, and I washed my breast with them. It was then that I saw Master Jeffrey. He moved to stand in front of me. His cock was bare, and the evidence of his arousal glistened from the swollen head. I turned and saw my master with his cock exposed and waiting in the juncture of my pussy in her mouth. "Pets, you will please us both," my master told us, and my mood changed. Gone was the woman who was fucking another woman for pleasure, and in her place was the truth of who I was and who I loved being. I was his to do with as he saw fit. I watched as Master Jeffrey pushed his cock into his pet and began to pump in and out of her. I felt my master slide his dick into me. My sex was hot and full of juices that had appeared instantly upon the request to please both men. I waited for my master to begin his slow assault on my mound, and when he set the rhythm that was to his liking, I returned my attentions to the cock that was disappearing and reappearing from the channel I had just drank from. The moment was quick in arriving. Master Jeffrey pulled his dick from his pet and presented it to me. I opened my mouth and sucked on the stiff rod. He pushed me down and I swallowed all of him. He pulled me up by my hair and shoved me back down again. I worked my tongue while Master shoved his dick deeper into my tight sex. I was so excited that my hips ground against the woman's face, and my cum blanketed both my master and my goat. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes. This night, it was mine, and as I took the master's cum and swallowed Master Jeffrey's, I knew that there was no greater gift than that which my master had given me, the completion of my soul through his dominance. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Master. The end.